support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid, Rob Florence.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fader Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rob Florence and hey, Grado, your teeth look nice.
Oh, I've been whitening my teeth, then I'll tell you.
Have you? This isn't the start, by the way, of a read for an advert. Grado, your teeth look really nice. What's been happening there?
I've been manscaping them.
Look at this. I've got fucking two teeth missing.
It's like Roman Reigns in his pomp there, isn't it?
Oh, you've got a wee Benoit one.
I've got a tooth missing there. And I got a tooth missing out there. And I got, I'm falling apart, man. See you the past, like, 6 months to a year. It's like I'm fucking aging fast as fuck, man. It's like,
like
the end of a Dracula film where somebody sticks a stake through your chest or something, and Dracula just starts to wither into an old fucking guy. That's happening to me this year. 2022 is the stake through my heart. Grado, welcome to Wrestling Daft. John, your half cut.
I've been to the pub, I won't lie.
I'm not going to lie to you, boy.
I have to say, though, big shout out to the Station Hotel in Larbert because...
Fuck off, mate. What do you mean big shout out to the fucking Station Hotel in Larbert? For what?
Because, do you know what they've done? And I'm going to show this if you're watching the YouTube version, patreon.com/wrestlinglaugh. They've started a loyalty scheme, so... You can see
a loyalty scheme.
So for every 5 pints of cask ale you buy, you get a 6 pint free.
Fucking hell, like a cup of coffee. Except they're condoning and encouraging alcoholism.
This is a game changer.
Drinkaware.co.uk.
Yep.
Is that you? Have you got 4 stamps?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yep.
You didn't get the 5th stamp. You didn't down another pint.
I need to come and record the podcast, didn't I?
But could you not have just quickly tanned one, down and one, down and one, and then got your free one?
No, it's okay. I'll be back in. Be fine.
Maybe no, mate. Maybe no.
Do you go to any pubs in Helensburgh, Rab?
Do I go to any pubs in Helensburgh? No, I don't, but there is I want to give a shout out to La Jupe, which is a wine bar.
Fuck off, Rab!
La Jupe,
it's fantastic. A brilliant wine bar, I would give
a wine
to.
Bar!
It's brilliant, by the way.
As in, like, Jupe, the aftershave?
A shout out to... No, that kind of Jupe. La Jupe in Helensburgh. I want to give a shout out to the Sugar Boat as well in Helensburgh, which is a great wee place. Also sells drinks and great food. Lots of great establishments in Helensburgh, but I don't really go to the pubs like the Station Bar. Shout out to the Station Bar. There's other ones as well.
Shout out to the Cruise Keys and Stevenson, one of the longest serving Rangers supporters club in Scotland.
Fuck me, man. Shout out to the Hoops Bar and they're just doing it at Gallagate. And shout out, of course, to
Sarah Heed. The Brazen Heed.
Bonkers back in the day.
Shout out to our chaos.
Where all the football players and I suppose maybe wrestlers back in all got the whole. Shout out to the Cat House, where ICW would get ourselves in trouble. And shout out to fucking wherever else. Shout out to our chaos. Shout out to
the Corinthian.
Shout out to the Corinthian, where I lost a hat once. And shout out to. Shout out to Box where I fell asleep in the toilet.
Oh, that's the best, man. That's the best fucking story ever. I love Box. Box is a great wee place. Mate, we need to get this live show, man. Let's just book it sometime and then.
Hey, shout out to the best pub in Glasgow, the Admiral Bar.
How'd your live shows go, right?
My live shows went well. Sold 100 tickets for each one, sold out, 100 capacity, sold them out, and only about 40 people came each night. So I think because the tickets were sold so long ago, people forgot that they had tickets to it or whatever, and they never, but it was fine. Actually, I was quite happy with that, because it's when you're doing that kind of show, it's actually easier the less people that are there. But yeah, I still got the money. You know what I mean?
I suppose that's, I get that.
But so I was thinking, after that, I was thinking, see if I could do that all the time, if I could just sell tickets to a show and then murder half of the people that are coming, it would be just much better. That would be perfect for me. I'd have the money and half the people to deal with.
Murder half of them.
Well, welcome to Wrestling Daft, everybody. And I think the first thing right after tap, what we need to do is talk about, in terms of podcasts, we need to give huge respect to Kevin Nash on his Click This podcast. Coming out and speaking so soon after he'd dealt with that personal tragedy. So huge respect. That's a man right there. That's exactly what you messaged me in at Grado, is that's a man and a half right there.
Well, because it's not as if I was... You just weren't expecting that, weren't you? I thought, well, we're not going to hear for the big man for a wee while. And then I saw it was tweeted and he'd done a podcast. I couldn't get it. But you know what? Good on him. And then when you actually listen to the podcast, you realise that he had a big part to play in arranging and making the podcast. And he was quite pretty tight with Sean Oliver. But so sad, man. 26-year-old. He's had, I'll tell you about Kevin Nash, has had a tough all year, as you know.
Aye, big time. I mean, it's a sad thing to see happen. Just the worst possible scenario. I mean, we're all dads here on this podcast, and you know, it's just unimaginable. And he's got strong shoulders, that guy. You know what I mean? Being able to come on and speak like that and speak so well. I think that was the thing. It was like, he really did himself proud. And I think the show itself, you know, they both did themselves really proud, I think, and how they dealt with it and how they handled it. Because sometimes we try and talk about serious stuff on this show, and it's really difficult to get that kind of stuff right, and being able to talk about it in that way and for such a personal standpoint, and he speaks so beautifully about it. He really painted a really beautiful picture of his son as well, which is, you know, just great. And just your heart just has to go out to Kevin and his family.
The line that got me was, he was a special boy. Aye. But not because he was my son. Mm-hmm. Something like that, and I was like, oh my god, man.
I say, he's like, despite being my son, he was a, you know, I mean, it was like, he's, you know, he handled it beautifully well. It's an essential lesson, I think, as well, because I think it's just one of the things I took away from it is, it's a weird thing about men, I think, sometimes, and about fatherhood and stuff, where it's still the case that men just find it difficult to open up about things, and it really was beautiful to hear a man speaking so openly about his love for his son. You know what I mean? It's a rare thing. I think, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a dad who was, you know, affectionate, but I think there's a lot of guys out there who maybe don't have that relationship with their dad, or you know, and a lot of fathers out there that don't have that relationship with their son. It's kind of beautiful to hear Kevin talking about, you know, talking so openly about how much he
was your dad affectionate.
Aye, my dad was good at that stuff, aye.
Is he?
Aye.
Oh, that's nice, man. Is your dad affectionate, John?
Oh, he's a traditional Scottish dad, and I think, like Rab's saying, all Scottish dads are a bit like that. You know, it's funny, and I made a point in this at my wedding speech, like, of talking about your dads, and like, we don't say in Scotland, this is getting quite deep, we're getting quite deep now, no. But we don't say, as men and as fathers and sons, I love you, son, or, you know, that. It's like, it's a generational thing, but I'll tell the boy, like, my boy, I fucking love you, son, you know, and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, John Stephen.
I thought John was going to start greeting there for a second.
No, it's a Scottish thing. A stoic Scottish thing, isn't it? And that's nice to hear, Rab, that obviously you had that relationship.
No, that is, my dad wasn't like that. But when after my mum died, knew every time when I hang up the phone with my dad says I love him and I love him.
Oh, that's
but,
nice.
But before my mum died, it was never like that, never kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think my dad get more affectionate as he got older as well. You know what I mean? I think that was a thing. My dad was quite old when he died, and he, you know, and I think that was something that comes with time as well. But
how long's your dad been dead?
Oh, my dad's. I mean, it's so hard to to track, because I kind of don't even like thinking back on it, really. But it must be like 10 years now. Over 10
I thought
years.
Your mum was about 10 years
no,
ago.
No, my mum was about 7 years ago. So that was the thing for me. It was like, you know, a tragic thing to happen, and just the bravery and the strength of the guy to take it up and speak because he loves his son. That's why he was doing the podcast, you know what I mean? And you felt that he was like, I need to do this for him. Just massive amount of respect for him, and just, you know, huge love. Because we love Kevin Nash on this show. If there's anything, we flip back and forth on this show quite often. This guy's cracking, this guy's crap, this guy's, you know what I mean? And we're fickle. But one thing we've always said on this show is that, you know, we just love Kevin Nash, and, you know, that's certainly, if anything, that love's just growing this week. So, you know, just hope for the best for him. Watched any wrestling?
Nah.
No wrestling at all?
Where did I watch? No, see, be honest with you, Rab, mate, I've been really, really busy. I've been no well.
What was up with you?
I've been no well since, you know, I'm filming this programme called Scotland's Greatest Escape, and the grand final was on Monday, right? So, and I got told on the Friday after the producer, she meant whatever you do, try and not get COVID, right? See Saturday, just about after Rangers drop points against Livingston, just about quarter past five, half past five, I get right no well. Stephanie was away trying to get a bridesmaid frock for her bridesmaids. So I knew she would be out in the skate all night. So it was just me and Perry. And I had to put her to bed. I was no well.
Oh, and no well in what sense? What kind of no well was it?
Tired, sore head, sweating. Woke up the next morning, didn't feel too great either. And then I thought, I think I've got COVID.
That's what it sounds like.
No, man, aye. So then, does a test, negative, but I was in my bed all day. Between Saturday morning and Sunday night, I had two hobnobs. Monday, did the radio, left the radio, went straight to a place in Edinburgh to do the grand final, got him at the back of nine, back to do the radio again in the morning, and then today 12 hours of Scott Squad. So by Wednesday I was dying, still dying. I'm still a wee bit, can you feel it? You can hear it in my voice, and I'm a wee bit, I'm not exactly 100%. But I keep testing and I'm no negative, and you're like that. Well, at least if it was negative, at least if it was positive, you would know it's the COVID. You get what I'm saying?
Are you sure you're not just, you're not working too hard? You've got too much.
I'm not working too hard. It's a good thing I don't start panel soon, then.
I think you need to keep an eye on yourself, man. It's like your health is your most important thing. Anyway, let's see what the punters are saying, right? Ayrshire Dad asked us last week. He says, I'm very confident Rab said he had shares in WWE at the start of the
recording. Oh, see, you're missing a bit here, Rab, because...
We've got a good cut to play as well, by the way.
But we thought we'd start off the show this week. You missed this. From Simon McQueenie, we've been asking people to cut promos for the last wee while. Now, we got this one in last week, and we thought we need to save this till Rab gets here. So Simon has been in touch, and he's cut a promo. Are you wanting to hear this?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that the periods get it tight.
Rab. Tell you what, mate. See your voice, it goes right fucking through me. Like, right proper through me. In fact, see, when it's just you that's on, I can't listen to you when I'm driving in case I end up falling asleep. You're so fucking boring, man. So boring. It actually does my nothing. I mean, what is it with your hat? Why do you always wear a fucking hat as well? I mean, you're baldy just like me. How you know, just fucking embrace it? Let it out, man. That's what I do. See, even in the sunshine, man, I've still got my baldy napper out. Because I'm no ashamed of it, mate. Take the fucking hat off. Grado. No point in even talking to you, because your head's so far up your own arse, you wouldn't even fucking listen anyway. And I hope this thing goes fucking viral. Hey, John, viral. Yeah, no wonder nobody likes you as well. That daft accent. What you know about wrestling? You could write in the back of a postage stamp, mate. Fucking useless.
You
Now, that's what we're talking about, by the way.
However, Simon blows that wee bit by sending this.
Nah, if I'm being honest, that is actually quite a good show.
Aye, shat it.
Shat it there. Listen, that was beautiful. That's what I want. Mere of them, please. Mere of that. Can't argue with any. Can't argue with any.
Nah. Fuck nah, can I?
That's what I want. So that would set up a good, you know what I mean? We're wanting something that's a money
kick
promo.
Kick us off there. Every week where I get pelting.
Aye, that's a money promo right there. This week something went viral. Viral, John.
Viral.
Viral.
And it gets flagged up by Selco. Scientists at Stanford University have reconstructed a 3D model of how Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, might have looked. And there's a picture right here. They sent us. I never saw this, actually. I swear to fuck, man. Who is that?
That's Andre the Giant.
It's Andre the Giant. Is this real? Is this something?
This is genuine. I went into work this morning. I was like, oh, what's trending on Twitter? Because I look at that at work every day. And Andre the Giant was trending. I was like, what the fuck's Andre trending for? Worldwide. And I quite turned into this. The bald Andre looks like Joseph.
As in Joseph, Jesus' dad. Fucking hell, man. That's not the way I picture Joseph.
I didn't picture Joseph as Andre the Giant.
That's... What have they based on? What have they based this reconstruction?
I don't know. Stanford University is quite a highly thought of university in America, is it not?
Big horns, Joseph, man. Right. So
that's a wrestling fan that's through that. That's a fucking that's a wrestling fan.
Aye.
Do you think that a wrestling fan at Stanford's went, well, I've got a hand in this project about what does Joseph look like? Do you know what? Fucking he looks like Andre.
He's got the hair and he's got the sides and he looks as if he's got a t-shirt off of the merch stone as well and he's ripped it. Do you know what I mean? He's like widened it at the neck and all that. All the gimmicks are there. Right. So Ayrshire Dad, back to him. He says, I'm confident Rab said he had shares in WWE at the start of the recording of Wrestling Daft. Why have we never discussed this again? What's the 12-month performance looking like? Is Rab loaded yet? Now, let me explain something to you about this, right? This is why I could never be fucking Wolf of Wall Street, right? So I do have shares in WWE. Don't have many shares in WWE, right? But I do it through an app called Free Trade, right? Now, I've lost my Free Trade login.
Fuck off, man.
I can't be fucked. I can't work it out and I'd need to contact them and all that to get back in. No, I can't be fucked. So I don't know how much my shares are worth in a nutshell.
Yeah, Rob, when did you buy them?
I bought them... When did we start doing it? Maybe a couple of years before we started doing this. So
I think you said 2016.
We looked last week on the show at the trend of WWE shares, and it depends when you bought them. Like
I think I bought them around about 2016.
Right, 2016. Let me get this up for you because me and Greg looked at this last week, and like the share price on them had went quite well from a certain point, right? So you bought them 2016, you're thinking, yeah?
Maybe 17.
Right, 17, right? So if you bought them in 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the price at that point was quite low. It was like, I must have been... Did you buy them in cents or dollars, for a start?
I bought them in dollars.
Bought them in dollars, right? So... At that point, in 2017, they were, like, trading at, like, $3, right?
That sounds a bit... Aye, it sounds familiar, actually.
And they are now up to $78. So you've doubled your money.
Okay. So my three shares that I bought... there you go. Doubled your money. It's still fucking worth it, is it, man? Jimbo's got a question for Rab. I'm a huge fan of Kanye, as is Rab. A guy's trying to trap me here. He's trying to trap me. Ask him if we can still listen to his past musical masterpieces. Or is there any new music for this jumping off point that we're kiboshing? Just so I know how to act in social circles when I start playing tracks to people from a beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. Cheers. Listen, you need to separate the art from the artist and you need to, you need to enjoy the work of people, no matter what they've done. You could know... I mean, Grado, you believe in this, don't you?
Well, hold on a minute. So, I know what you're getting at, and I know who you're talking about.
I know what he's getting at as well.
And by the way, I met somebody a couple of weeks ago and told him that this guy was my first concert, and he went, I was in the fan club. And I went, and I goes, do you still listen to him? And he went, I still listen to him.
Talking about Gary Glitter.
Paul Gadd.
Mm-hmm. Paul Gadd.
But I don't think, can you, well, oh, fuck, listen, I'm fucking saying nothing about this, man.
Back away.
He's backing away from it. No, I mean...
It's like, and it's like Kurt Angle fucking putting up pictures of him and Benoit talking about his good matches he's had with Benoit. It's like, it's always a sticky subject. It's always going to be.
I mean, Kanye West hasn't murdered his wife and Wayne. Let's be quite clear, you know, right? You know what I mean? But again, you know, it's a very, very difficult... It's a very, very difficult situation. You can't say what he's been saying. You know, it's a disgrace, the stuff he's been hitting out with, and there's no doubt about that. But we're also talking about a guy with significant mental health issues that everybody knows about. So it's a messy situation, all told. You know, I just feel as if we need a fucking... The problem is, right, see with a situation like this, what do you say about it, right? But see, in a situation like this, it's also... So here you've got a guy who's saying outrageous and indefensible things, right? But you've also got a media that's fucking amplifying that, because the minute the media sees somebody that's in a fucking vulnerable position, they jump right on it. They exploit that, you know what I mean? And it's a fucking ugly situation. And we need to return somehow. The overriding problem in all this, everything that's going on, I think, is that we've lost a sense of compassion. Everybody's so combative at the minute. Everybody's so combative and so defensive and so terrified of social death that nobody can fucking, you know, what can you fucking do? I don't know. But listen to the music. If you want to listen to music, still listen to music. I still listen to Michael Jackson, even though I think Michael Jackson was a wrong one, probably.
John, do they still play Michael Jackson songs on the radio?
They do still play Michael Jackson songs on the radio, they do.
Hey, do you remember the poor fella that died in the studio the other day? That was... Did you know him, no?
No, I didn't know him. I didn't know perhaps...
Died in what studio?
He died live on radio. He had a heart attack. He was doing the radio show from his living room or his bedroom. From a station down south, and he's a bit of a kind of round his area, he's a bit of a legend, and he actually died on air. He had a heart attack that went, the song started playing halfway through, and he had a heart attack live on air.
The song stopped playing halfway through? Why would that happen though?
I don't know.
Maybe something physical happened and he's touched the fader and stuff like that. You really don't want to try and assume stuff, but By all accounts, he was a well-loved guy.
Tim Goff,
man, aye.
Yeah.
Wow, I never saw that. That's terrible. Aye. Only 55 as well.
That's scary, isn't it?
Fucking hell, man.
You know what I mean? You just never know. Is it, and what's the weirdest thing that's happened to Unity? By the way, shout out to John, who was in a podcast this week called Reproducer, and John was on, putting himself over for a full 40 minutes, talking about being... the producer on the breakfast show, and he treated it like a shoot interview, Rab, just fucking constantly bigged himself up and
binning everybody.
I've been to this company and I've been to that company.
Was he doing the word association thing as well that you used to get in the shoot?
Fuck Mary Kill.
Crofty saying that to him.
No. But I know it did. I've heard, I don't think this is true, right? But I've heard if someone was to die in a studio, right? Back in the day, this is going back in the day, okay? If someone was to die in a studio, right? What you want to do is move the body out of the studio, right? And into, say, the corridor. Because if they were to die in the studio, the police would lock down the studio and you wouldn't be able to broadcast.
Well, I can understand that, John, because obviously, what if there's something major that happens, like also the same purely... coincidence, but say there was a nuclear attack and they kind of get into an incident on the radio, you know, and because there's a cadaver there. So
you honestly think if there was a nuclear attack happening in Scotland, right, and they had to get it out to the people that a nuclear attack had been launched against Scotland, that somebody wouldn't go into the Go Radio studio to broadcast it just because Crofty's lying dead in there? They'd fucking pick him up and fling him out the fucking windy and just put the message out. Yeah, they're going to let families all across the country die in a fucking radioactive explosion because Crofty's fucking trapped at his desk.
That's why you have spare radio studios, everyone. That's why you have spare radio studios.
Oh, Christ on a bike. But I mean, it's like, that is the role of radio, isn't it, John? I think you get that yourself, isn't it? It's to get, you know, to get information out there.
I drive past that big billboard of you and Crofty, right, Grado, right? This is a true story, right? And I go like that, all right, boys! And they're like, past every time I go by. So there you go. That proves it's no, you know, I'm only kidding when I'm saying all this stuff. I give a friendly, all right, boys! Every time I go past them. Them being you and Crofty. Right, Luke says, I dressed up as Ric Flair at an ICW show in Birmingham a few years back, got blind drunk, don't remember a thing, but apparently Grado came into the crowd and I wooed in his face. And he, Billy.
That's funny.
Is it Billy? Is it our Billy?
It's our Billy.
Billy got in touch and says that he found some boys doing a shoot Canadian destroyer. Let's see this clip.
It's not actually boys, it's girls. Would you like to see this clip?
Yeah.
Apologies to listeners of the podcast, but we're looking at a clip here. Also, just a general shout out, by the way, for Kevin Nash's. They were dancing, weren't they?
Hold on, there you go.
What's that, something for that fucking AEW botches account?
It's Lassie's doing. Lassie's were trying to dance there for the listeners. And they were doing some kind of mad move, and then it turned into a Canadian destroyer. And just it's important to note that even in that dance move that went wrong, it was a person that was getting it done to them. You know what? If you want to get in touch with any of that or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or me, email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
Woo! Let's give thanks to one of our sponsors, Harry's. Harry's is more than a razor company. They're here to revamp your whole routine. For close shaves and flake-free hair all the way to clear, healthy skin, Harry's helps guys feel good. And we're happy. We're happy that we're giving you the chance to try out their skincare range with a freebie and a trial set. Now, what's in the trial set? An expertly engineered weighted handle, a five-blade cartridge crafted by artisans in their German factory, complete with a precision trimmer. They've got that foaming shave gel with effective lubrication and the travel blade clover. Now, let me tell you about the hydrating lotions. It brightens up tired looking skin and it sinks in quickly. No greasy residue. Best of all, with continued use, it helps maintain your skin with moisture and it leaves you looking clear, healthy and restored. And you can get this with a trial set. The shave itself is beautiful. I find it very, very relaxing anytime I need to go in the shower and shave myself. Harry's is an experience like no other. No snatches, no blood, no rough corners. Everything is just smooth to the bristle. Hydrating lotion as well. It certainly brightens up my skin. It leaves it feeling good and healthy. So make sure you get yourself supporting Wrestling Daft and start your own skincare journey and get yourself a free Harry's trial set. All you do is go to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft and all you cover is the $3.95, that is for delivery. Head to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Now, every week we sort out the Liz Trusses for the Liz McDonald's as we bury and put all stuff from the wrestling.
You used that last week, John.
Hey, I used that last week, and do you know what? I've just realised I haven't changed the script because I've been in the pub, so I haven't changed that bit of the script, but it's good. It still works.
Listen, I like that AEW promo. The one with the elite being kind of removed for history.
Oh, aye.
Did you see this, Grado?
I did see that.
I thought that was good. That was well done. That with
so
our voices,
CM Punk's
with our voices
back.
Fading out. No. No, I mean, it was good.
But was it? What was it? I fucking read about Punk's dog getting fucking scalped.
Yes, apparently Punk's dog Larry was injured in the incident.
You're joking.
Who brings their dogs to work? Well, that's losers. That's a fucking.
Well, aye, that is. By the way, I'm way Grado here. By the way,
have they clapped your dog and all that? Fuck
listen,
off.
Let me tell you something, right? Don't tell anybody I'm saying this, right? But see if I'm going somewhere or I'm in like, you know, I'm in a meeting or something. Somebody comes in and goes, "Oh, that's my dog." I'm like, fucking get a grip, man.
Right. Do you know what? It's funny you say that, Rab, right? Because I remember just after my mother died, I had to look after Cooper, right? Aye. And I had to go to a meeting at the comedy unit with Rab and Noddy, and I didn't think much of it, right? But see, when I turned up with Cooper, you could tell they were fucking raging.
I mean, it's a fucking serious business. Like, sometimes you go in, you know, you go somewhere for a meeting or something, and it's, oh, that's just our dog in the office now. I'm like, get your fucking dog out of my... You know what I mean? I'll tell you something else I hate, right? And I don't care whether this makes me look like a heel or no. I fucking hate this. See pubs that let fucking dogs in?
Oh, shit. I was about to ask that question.
See pubs that let fucking dogs in? Fucking geese peace, man.
I took my dog to the pub earlier on.
Oh, I fucking bet you did, John.
I
was about to ask you, is that acceptable? But obviously it's not.
Like, I don't know. I'm in two minds. It's different. You take. I don't know.
Sometimes you're sitting.
Are you one of these folk that are no fear of dogs, Rab? I'm fine with dogs.
No, I'm not fear of dogs. I grew up with dogs all my childhood growing up. But I'll tell you something, right? Because I had dogs all my childhood growing up, I know how fucking annoying it is when you're trying to eat some food and there's fucking dogs about.
Aye, with their fucking big willies hanging it.
Aye, but the pub I went to was like a proper pub, do you know what I mean? It was, to be fair, the dog tried to make a beeline for the restaurant that was next door because he smelt the food. And then I realised, I need to keep him on a lead at that point. And then, like, opened a packet of crisps and he was obviously fucking wanting to get some crisps off the guy. But, so pub dogs are unacceptable in your view, Rob?
Look, imagine you're a guy who's had a hard day at work, right?
Right.
He's went out the house in the morning, right? And he's went to his work, and his gaffers went like that to him. You know what? We're going to have to lay off a few boys next week. And you know how it goes. Last in, first out, right? He's like, fuck's sake, no danger. And he goes home to his fucking wife, right? And his wife's left him a fucking note. She says, I'm away to my sister's. I can't deal with this anymore, right? And he's like, oh, fucking hell, man. It's all falling apart. I need to go down the fucking pub, have a wee pint. I'm going to go again tomorrow. I'm going to start again tomorrow. He goes down to have a fucking quiet pint, and he's there. He opens a fucking bag of crisps. Right? He opens a fucking bag of crisps to enjoy his pint in fucking peace and think about his hard day. And then he's got to look at your fucking dog, John. Aye. Your dog, it's fucking mad accent that it's probably got, and it's wee fucking red lipstick sticking out. Yeah. It's wee fucking sticky lipstick sticking out when he's trying to think about his fucking day. How dare you, mate? How fucking dare you do that?
I've not taken.
And then you always get folk as well that are in the pub and all that with the dog, and then it's barking, and the old guy will go, "It can smell my Sasha. It can smell my Sasha." Can their dog? Do you smell Sasha? Do you smell Sasha?
Disgusting, disgusting. And then you get that thing as well sometimes when somebody's dog comes out at you and fucking comes up to you, and they go like, "Oh, don't worry, he's all right. He's fucking all right." You'll not be all right when I fucking uppercut him right in the fucking jaw, man. I'll take him down fucking ground and pound your fucking dog. You know what I mean? Fucking snap him. Like, what's your boy beat Conor McGregor again? What's his name again? The big boy, the best, the UFC guy. Conor McGregor's got a right chip on his shoulder about him. John's Googling it.
Ken Shamrock.
No.
Ken Shamrock, as it is.
Google that guy, and what that guy does to other guys is what I'm going to do to everybody's dogs.
Right. Kahib. Is it Kahib?
Khabib.
Khabib, yep. That's it. Khabib. Khabib. That's the man. You're going to be the Khabib to the... If anyone brings a dog to the pub and you see Rab, get out of there, because Khabib... And he's going to take down the dog.
Your dog's
hey, did you see there was a fucking... John, did you see this in your radio fucking notes?
Mr. Grado.
There was a fucking whale. A beached whale in Stevenson yesterday. And I'm talking a right fucking free willy hang. Nanny of Ken, like, wee shitty Scotty Rab. This thing was like fucking, what'd you call him?
Three Willy.
It'd be Three Billy. It'd be Three Billy down in Stevenson, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It'd be fucking Freemason down there, is what it would be. Fucking Freemason. Understand me.
No, so it was a beached whale in Stevenson.
I swear to God, mate.
Right.
You see the record.
I thought you were going to talk about the other story, which has went viral this week. A guy who put up a picture of a dolphin trying to shag someone. I only found out yesterday, off the back of this video that's went viral of a dolphin trying to shag a lady, that dolphins are the only animal out with the humans that have sex for pleasure.
Who does? Dolphins?
Dolphins. Dolphins are the only other mammal that has sex for pleasure out with humanity.
Do you have sex for pleasure, John?
When I can get it, Rab, yes.
That's fucking weird, but so even like foxes don't get fucking turned on?
Apparently not. Dolphins are the only other mammal that has sex for pleasure. I thought monkeys, because your monkeys are always...
No, that's pish, man. Because what about the phrase, they're ethically rabbits?
That's very true, but I think
Doug's
rabbits
definitely
do it for
like
breeding.
It. Doug's like it.
Well, you think Doug's would like it as well. That's what this is all the arguments I had back, but I googled it. And it's,
I don't even... Do dolphins even have fannies?
They must have.
There was a beetle in my house one night when I was a wee guy, and I got halfway and it definitely enjoyed it.
Was it John Ringo or Paul?
What?
Was it fucking John Ringo or Paul? You said, "Right, listen, yeah, yeah."
He said John Ringo, Paul.
Yeah, dogs are all right, by the way. I'm just doing that for effect, right? Dogs are all right. I know people got all fucking wound up about that, right? So I'm not talking about your dog, right, before he's all fucking start greeting. We'll not be talking about my Sasha when he's saying he's going to kill you. You'll not be fucking kebabing my Sasha. Right. And let's see the point. Lewis wants to put our truth back raw. Always makes me laugh thinking about his ringtone. And he wants to bury Nikki. He should not have been at the end of Raw, Lover, but that should have been at the start. What was that?
Nikki is back. Nikki is back in Raw, and she's doing the whole gimmick, Best in the Universe thing.
Oh, is she?
She came in at the end of Raw. She battered everyone. She battered Bianca. She battered Bayley. She went over.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you see this, Grado?
I just saw a picture. She's got a new haircut. I saw that.
She's got a kind of 80s kind of perm thing going on.
She's looking great.
She's absolutely brilliant, and she came and smashed everyone.
I'm just looking at it again, and now she looks like a star, man.
Yeah, Nikki's great, isn't it?
She is, man.
Hey, do you work with Nikki? Could you always tell she was going to go far?
Aye, I've kept Nikki for day dot with Nikki. She was just the one of the nicest lassies in the planet. Just trained every day and just was so easy to get along with, and all just a brilliant lassie. They're all Kimberly and all Viper and all. She's just the same, and they're all brand new. They're all stars.
I wonder if
I love that, man. Like straight into the main event, man.
Yeah.
Straight into that picture.
You
can't beat it. I remember when we did Oran War, and. When Nikki was, because Nikki was Team Florence, Nikki was in my team, but she was like without a doubt of all the wrestlers I met over that period when we were doing that.
How fucking bizarre! 10 years ago tomorrow.
Oh, is it really?
Wow!
But she was like the nicest, the most polite, the most modest, the most, you know, just like kind of the loveliest one. You know what I mean?
So Rab booked this. Johnny Moss defeats Grado. Wolfgang defeats Jack Jester. Liam Thompson and Red Lightning defeat Renfrew and David Blaze. BT Gunn beats James Scott. Kid Fight defeats Adam Shame. Nikki Storm defeats Kaylee Ray. Noam Dar defeats Lionheart.
Remember, that was a controversial booking decision, by the way.
What was that?
Noam or Lionheart.
Oh, really? When did Adrian spit it out?
No, but I remember when we were telling people that was how it was going. Adrian never spit the dummy, certainly no.
One of the best matches I've ever saw live, I'm not joking to.
Some people were just like that. Oh, right. Norm's gone now. That was a, what a match it was.
How right. bizarre. I had the exact same rash in my boss that I've got the now. I can remember that. And it's funny because I was on the phone to the doctor the other day and I'm going, I've not had this for about 10 years. I'm sure it's about 10 years. And it's definitely 10 years because I remember fucking... Anyway.
What kind of rash is it?
Never mind.
Is it itchy?
Aye, man. I don't know whether it's just because I've not been in my ring gear for quite a while. As soon as I put it on the pavilion, and I took it off. It's just kind of itchy down there.
Is it
rotten.
Is it a fungal infection maybe or something?
I think it's either a fungal infection or it's a something else. Eczema.
This is the best fucking podcast. I don't care. What anybody says, this is the bit. See the subjects we've covered on this episode, yeah. On this one fucking episode. People don't realise how fucking lucky they are listening to this podcast.
You want to know something or not? Because I was doing with my father down at the doctors, and I says, listen, I've got a rash. But it's the pills that I need, I know what pills I need because I've had it before. She went, you don't see the doctor anymore for stuff like that. What you do is you send it in an email to this email here. And it was like north.ayrshire.docs.12z@nhs.co.uk.
Hold on, can you read that again? Because I'm writing.
And I went, well, it's my homos. She went, well, you need to send a picture of it. So fucking I was in here last week. Did I see the nick of me? Try to
take a picture of your boys.
It's really difficult for you to take a picture of.
Could you know I've just asked John for one of his photos of your boys?
Anyway.
It must be, like, can you talk us through, like, how that works? Because I can imagine, because it's a really difficult thing to get, isn't it? It's a really difficult picture to get that.
I sat in that seat there, put my brakes down to my ankles, cupped my boys like that, and went, fucking hang with it then. Sent it, right? And I thought, fuck. Next day, me reply.
Like guy for the Daily Record.
Next day, but no reply. Fucking 3 or 4 days went. And I went, who the fuck's opened this? Who's?
How many people?
There should be a thing where it goes, by the way, we've got your picture. We've had a look at it.
Could you see your wally in the photo? Or
no,
you?
Because I was covering it up.
Jeanette, come on. Can you come across here?
Wait a minute, hold on. Can you cover up your wally with one horn?
I've got big horns, mate. Right?
With fucking Joseph, you're like. Joseph horns.
Jeanette, come and see. It's a boy for Scott Squad. He sent a picture of his boss. Sandra, come round. That's the boy for Scott Squad.
Well, that's what's all going through my head, right? That's what's all going through my head. So, eventually, I'm going, they pass or something going to reply, are they? Who's owned this? It's in fucking limbo. This picture. Anyway, so I phoned up and I says, look, I've sent you a photo. And I went, fuck, I go, and I changed the subject. I goes, listen, I just need somebody to phone me here because this is getting on. I need to get sorted. So the doctor went to phone me, right? During when I was on air, on the radio, couldn't answer it. And it's murder to get them to phone you.
Phone again,
right? So the second one, hi, Mr. Steve Lake, we've tried to contact you twice. You'll now need to book another appointment for us to phone you again. I phoned up and went, listen, what's going on here? I says, I've sent you a photo. She went, well, you need to phone again tomorrow. So I phones again tomorrow. Booked her appointment.
You couldn't have stopped during the radio show and say, I need to take this call.
Well, I had my phone.
Why could you not have just said on air, listen, I sent somebody a picture of my boys and that's the phone in me now.
Yeah, I know. Well, you would think, you know. So eventually the nurse gets a hold of me. She went, we've tried to phone you 3 or 4 times. I went, well, I've sent you a picture of my fucking mid region.
She went,
wait to have a look for it. I went, don't open it now. I went, just leave it. I've got you now. I went, just leave it now. And she says, so what is it you need? I says, hydroconazole. She gave me it. So the picture was freaking absolutely.
So you don't know where it went, the picture. So it could have went to the Daily Record.
So it could be there.
You know what a headline would have been if it went to the Daily Record? It would have been two boys doing. It would have been. You know how to take a proper picture of your balls, actually, just for anybody listening out there who has to do that for the doctors, you're supposed to squat over a mirror.
Oh, you
squat
really?
Over a mirror and let your balls dangle down and take a photo into the mirror.
So you've done this on all then, clearly, haven't you?
I know for the doctors, though, just...
have you ever had... When was the last time you've been to doctors, have you any?
The last time I went to the doctors was when I had a blood in my semen, which I'm sure I've spoken about on this before.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. God. When did he have a look at your cock?
When I spunked blood.
Was he wanting your willy?
No, but she stuck a finger up my arse.
Well, more things.
Well, probably no for her.
You know, the last time I have seen when I did have this rash 10 years ago, that was when I probably told before, and I went to show the doctor, right? He went, let's see it then. And so he kind of bent down, and really all I needed to do was lift up my boxers slightly, you know what I mean, to show him.
Aye.
But instead I went, pulled my pants down.
I remember that.
And he went, no! I got my cock and he went, no! Look at that one. I've got my fucking back door open.
He just left now after that statement.
Well, he goes, hey Barry, want to put our wee mad mental Nicky Cross making a long awaited return? Special mention to Kevin Nash podcast, absolutely heartbreaking. Sean wants to put all the news of Elimination Chamber getting binned after 23 and Hell in a Cell potentially following. Big changes at WWE. Scott wants to put Dalton Castle being entertaining as fuck and calling Jericho a silly goose and wants to bury the entire AEW women's division apart from Jamie Hayter. Pretty much it's rank rotten. The matches just look terrible. That's his opinion, but I will agree, however, that Jamie Hayter's brilliant.
We're talking about Dalton Castle. What do you make of Dalton Castle? You seen, obviously, he came back and fought Jericho last week. We're talking about last week in the podcast. It'd be lovely to get your take on him.
Yous were talking about him last week.
Aye.
Oh, I'm curious. Well, you're not going to tell me your take until you know my take.
But no, well, I think it's brilliant. I love all that. Like, we're talking about the entrance, we're talking about, you know, the boys and come down to Radio Gaga. I thought it was just brilliant.
I like it as well.
Yeah.
It's quite old school, actually, isn't it?
It is.
Bronzcello wants to put out a cracking weekend in Newcastle at Insane Championship Wrestling. Shout out to all those in front and behind the camera. I heard a few people actually saying it was a good one. Kev wants to put out Sheamus. He's brilliant, and I hope he's back on TV soon. And wants to put out Halloween Havoc as well. Fraser wants to put out Dominic Mysterio with that line of Eddie Guerrero as his generation's Dominic. That was a great line. I know that Dominic gets a bit of a hard time online and all that, but I think for a young guy, that guy's got a lot of upside, as they would say. What do you think?
I agree. I've been watching this. It's a perfect angle for him, and it's a good idea to get Ray on another show, venture around about WrestleMania time, pay all that shit off.
I think he's a good heel, isn't he? He's got a good heel demeanour about him.
Yep, definitely. And also, you've got to remember, man, Ray's one of the most well-liked folk in wrestling, so everybody will be like, kind of, all the folk backstage, and he'll have everybody in his lug, giving him all the advice. He's gonna be one for the watching. But yeah, kind of fucking, you know, puts me in mind a bit of Dustin Rhodes a wee bit in the early '90s for some reason. He's building that, like, kind of tall,
I know what you mean. The way he kind of slopes about that big kind of big height and the shoulders, definitely. Mm. If he has a career like your big man has, he'll be happy. I just do think that people have to remember when they're watching this young guy wrestling that this young guy is in there in the ring with, you know, the absolute best in the business. You know what I mean? He's hanging with the best in the business. He's no cutting about the indies with other people that are just coming up. He's right in there in the thicket and
learning on the job, man.
I think he's exactly learning on the job. Mark has got a bury for this week. He says, John,
Christ, that's a big one here, man.
Oh, here we go. It's one of the ones I need to do a voice for. John, I don't know if anyone will have a chance to watch the NXT Halloween match between Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez tonight. Had to Google their names. I've stuck the pay-per-view on... What's that?
Heat's Goal? I didn't even know you go fucking wrestling on Heat's Goal.
Is Heat's Goal some football streaming thing?
Aye.
Illegal.
Very well.
I've stuck the PPV on Heat's Goal while I had my last couple of beers tonight. I wonder if he means his last couple of beers in his fridge or his last couple of beers ever, like he's got a problem and he has to stop. Anyway... and I can't believe what I'm watching. I hardly watch wrestling anymore. 90% of my wrestling news comes for this podcast. So I don't know if I'm being over-skeptical, but you should have seen this match, man. Weapons Wild match. I hate these matches that are basically hardcore matches with a fancy name, he says. One of the lassies was doing for a 2.5 count and got up and sprinted upstairs to the spot. The wee girl, listen to this,
the wee girl
lifted an aluminium barrier that my dead gran could have lifted. See, that's no technique, is it? Right. And basically hugged, because your body just isn't able to bear any weight when you're dead. And basically hugged the other girl and jumped backwards down onto the table, 5 foot below, to which the crowd chanted, "Holy shit." It was like a Russian leg sweep, but imagine no leg sweep and no Russians. Just two wrestlers holding each other as they fell backwards. I don't know why I feel compelled to send this in as my bury this week, but it really pissed me off. This is the worst match I've ever seen. Worse than Grado versus Abyss. Steady on, mate. Steady on. I would like to put over Falkirk Daft. Oh, here we go. Now we get to the fucking... Here's why it's in here. I'd like these fucking... He had more than a couple of beers, I think. I would like to put a Falkirk Daft for giving the Falkirk fans a sense of optimism throughout the season, because they will need it, especially after Erdrick Pump. Yes, man, it's took a change, man. He got me. He hit me in the first half, especially after Erdrick pumped them on December 3rd at December to remember. Keep up the good work, troops. Mark, I really enjoyed that, actually. That was
fucking brilliant. You could tell he was fucking half-cut right now.
To be fair, I looked at it. It was in the Wrestling Daft DMs, and he messaged at 3 o'clock in the morning. Saturday.
That was a good one. Thanks for that, Mark.
Clearly popped himself in December to remember.
You just made the list!
Right, lists. And this time, everybody has voted on the Patreon. Patrons have voted 69%. Hey, 69, boys. Am I right?
Yeah.
The number 69, lads. You get me?
Oh, I see what you've done there, yeah.
Where?
It's a...
So it's the 69th episode?
It's a sexual position. It's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that only... dolphins.
They could 69 fucking they bother that. They've got well the body shape for it.
Dolphins 69.
And they but they just be like,
I don't know where a dolphin fucking... Where's a dolphin's fanny though? I'm not sure where a dolphin's fanny is.
It's heat. Actually, it's got one in its heat.
Has it got a fanny in its
heat? Well, see if you look at a dolphin's heat, there's definitely a fanny on its heat.
That's the blow.
Exactly. Dolphin hole.
Wait, Google.
You try to tell me somebody's never tried to stick their cock in that.
Grado's going to get moved into a new section in Pornhub now that he searched for dolphin hole. So you're saying if a dolphin's fanny's on its head, it can practically fucking 69 itself, can't it?
Grado, that's where it breathes out of. It doesn't. That's not a genitals. The genitals presumably are the tail end.
That's like one of the things in it. Would you rather have a fanny for a head or a head for a fanny in it? It's like fucking. Dolphins, man. You ever swam with a dolphin?
I'm going to swim with him after watching that video.
I need to see this. What is it, dolphin?
It's a fake David Attenborough account on Twitter, Grado, right? And it's it's taken traction this week of the dolphin.
Wait a minute, hold on, John. Did you stop yourself from saying viral there? He says, and it's when it's gaining traction. Don't fucking say it's gaining traction.
Yeah. By the way, here, hold on a minute. I've not even found the video right, but it's, I found a website saying 11 dark facts about dolphins. Listen to this. While dolphins have shown signs of sexual aggression towards humans, dolphins kill other newborn dolphins. Group of male dolphins aggressively herd individual females. Bottlenose dolphins attack porpoises for fun. Dolphins sometimes hunt. Okay, hell, see, it's not just...
Do you know why they call John West tuna? John West tuna?
Hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I've been drinking. It's because, see, Fred West, he was a dolphin.
Does that make sense?
No. What do I say?
Are you still looking for this video?
No, I've Googled Fred West.
Brilliant, you've moved on from a dolphin trying to make love to a woman to Googling Fred West.
Dolphin's penis.
How would dolphin's you kill a dolphin? If a dolphin was a serial killer, right, and it get executed, it gets
healed. Oh, God! Dolphins' willies are fucking rotten. Are you never mind dolphin? A fucking dog where it's stuck out the pub. You want to see this thing, mate?
Dolphin's willies. Dolphin.
Jesus, what did you sell for
dolphin's lipstick? What?
I just wrote in dolphin penis.
Dolphins.
Somebody's got it all hardly fucking.
If you are listening to the podcast, Google right now dolphin's penis to get the same reaction as Grado and Rab.
What is that, man? Is that a fucking snake or something? Or a slug?
Oh, God, a fuck.
Oh, see, that man. Is outrageous, man.
Isn't
that? That looks like something that isn't
he? It looks like a monster.
Oh, man.
It looks like fucking Isle Sheik's butt.
Please Google.
Imagine that was the idea behind them all along, and when they used to come into the locker room back in the day, they were like, oh, here's all fucking dolphin dicks coming in.
Dude, check Sheiky Baby with his new fucking dolphin dicks. They're a dolphin dicks. What'd you get him? You don't get him in the fucking Brunswick warehouse, you cunt. Oh, where'd you get him, Sheik Sports Direct?
Right, sorry, anyway, 69%. 69% of people. 69% of people wanted the most underwhelming returns in wrestling, right? So, what were you thinking, guys? For me, it's got to be number one, Dana, again. My number one first. My number one has got to be Warrior when he came to WCW, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Up there also has to be when LOD came back, when LOD 2000 or whatever the fuck it was. When that run with the alcoholism and all that carry on was terrible. Trying to think of mere underwhelming returns.
I'm trying to think.
Prince Albert coming back as Lord Tensai.
Remember that?
That wasn't great. But I think it's got to be mere a guy who was there and who went away, and then there was... I'll tell you what was an underwhelming return, if it counts as... I don't know, it doesn't really count as a return because it was a guy jumping to another promotion, But I suppose if you were just a wrestling fan, Bret Hart is there, he's in WWF, he's gone, and then he makes his return on WCW, and that was fucking about as underwhelming as it gets.
Aye, like 7 weeks later, everybody like fucking Missoula screw job. They done nothing. It was
they didn't want to book him.
Aye, you're right.
What about Sting in the WWE? Sting coming to the WWE, that was a bit underwhelming.
I'd say that was still quite pretty cool, but when it happened, the only thing that let it down was his fucking music.
I was quite whelmed by that, to be honest. I quite enjoyed it. I enjoyed the WrestleMania entrance and all that. And I know that match, people moan about it, but it was like, at the time, I remember being like, oh, there's Scott Hall. You know what I mean?
Controversial one for me. Edge at the Rumble.
Oh, what?
Nah, man.
Edge returning at the Rumble was... Well, the pop was amazing.
Are you meaning like the matches afterwards, that kind of stuff?
No, even. It was just a bit like... See, I was never a big edge head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just was, I think my spine's kicking in and I'm talking shite now.
Are you having a wine, aye?
Aye, I've had a wine, man.
Very nice, very nice. Right, so let's see what people are saying. Luke, obviously, saying CM Punk. Alex says Ultimate Warrior on WCW. There we go. Anyone who says Punk in AEW should be fed to dogs. There you go.
Definitely, because that was good.
No, it was good. CM Punk come back was good and he had good matches, wasn't it? Sean, Undertaker between... WrestleMania 30 and 36. Boneyard match was everything else was shite. I don't know. Stuart says Goldberg in 2002. It was good to see that rectified down the line. Is this another one? This anytime Doink your clown character.
It was 2003 to Stuart. It was 2003.
Honorable mention, not until his fault, but Christian's return at the 2021 Rumble. Aye, right enough. I fucking forgot all about that, man.
I thought you remember that.
Aye, that happened.
But was he in AEW first?
And then he was gone again.
Mm.
Albert is Lord Tensai, says Paul, and G says Shelton Benjamin. Remember, there was a bit of excitement for his return, and I genuinely think what killed it stone dead is the fact they never used his Ain't No Stopping Me theme.
What did they know?
No, Spooky Wrestling Network says Dolph Ziggler vacating the US title, saying that fans don't deserve him, then disappeared only to return a few weeks later in the Royal Rumble and been papped out in minutes. That was weird. Scott says mid-90s Ultimate Warrior, yes. And Calzo says anytime it's announced in advance. Comebacks only work if it's a surprise.
Good.
As a surprise.
Good point. I am arguing with that. Good old days, man.
We've done a hell of a shift tonight, let me tell you. I can't remember. It's been this show has been... Listen, I'm just going to tell people like that. You have heard a beautiful show tonight. It's been... I've fucking been roaring. My throat is actually sore. I've been laughing that much. So get out there and deal with the things that are important. Support your local wrestling stuff. Gredo, have you got anything to promote, Gredo?
I'm in Aberdeen Saturday night at the wrestlers on.
Hey, it's the big show.
Who are you wrestling?
Ronan.
He looks like a specimen, Gredo. This boy.
He does look good,
he was on the old Wrestling Daft Twitter trying to cut a promo on you.
Aye, for me, sell that, I'll tell you.
You forgot his name last week and he wasn't happy. The second time you've done that.
I'm just going to say that's my gimmick now, because everybody gets pissed off and I forget who I'm wrestling.
Like
names.
It, man. That should be your gimmick.
Aye, fuck it. I don't remember. I'm taking... It's Ronan King, innit?
Ronan King.
There you go. Yeah, Ronan King.
Game of Styles Splash. We game of Styles Splash and stuff.
We getting a fucking daddy splash. Big daddy splash.
Are you going to put him over, Grado? Are you going to put him over?
My fuck. Quite put him over.
Are you bumping?
I'm a fuck. By the way, I'll tell you one thing I know. Promoter hasn't got my hotel account.
just a quick word about that as well. By the way, in the last episode, we're having a good laugh about this guy trying to get an answer to Grado about a hotel. The reason why me and John and Grado were roaring so much about that, by the way, is nothing to do with the guy offering the hotel. It's anybody that knows anything about contacting Grado about stuff knows why that's funny. That was fucking funny stuff. And so Aberdeen, is the ticket saw sold out?
It's sold out, mate.
Oh.
And it's in a big arena. I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a bit under the weather, but I'm going to be up there. I've got about 12 hats left. I've got kids' t-shirts here. I've got 8x10s. So get anybody want sorted out with a bit of Gradle merch. You know, party like it's 2016.
And should you... Here's a thing I don't know about. Obviously, we're on the outside, me and John, about the wrestling game, so we don't know all the details, but we don't know the etiquette of everything. When you've got a rash in your boys, you need to tell your opponent.
Oh, I'm in case, cases.
What? What did you say?
That's funny.
Do you need to tell him?
What the fuck?
Are you going to have to tell him?
Yeah.
You tell him about a bit of old fucking dolphin dick going on in there, mate. You know,
bloody old damn chic boot, mate.
Make sure you get straight in the shower after you walk me, mate.
It's that. Why are you wrestling in your trackies, Grado? No, but I've got a feeling it'll be away by the weekend because that shit's kicked in.
Well, you're going to say it as anyway, aren't you?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Watch this, that's kind of... No, anyway.
Get him,
nah, it's away. It's legit away. It's legit away.
Is it went away during the show? That's fucking good medicine you're on that. You'll need to fucking tell us about that, mate. Right, I've still got this photo open in my phone, by the way, and it's fucking lost now.
Would you put that in your mouth for £1 million?
Would I put a dolphin's dick in my mouth for £1 million? 100%, mate.
I'd shoot it live.
I'd
TikTok.
In fucking live pay-per-view.
Aye. Bare arsed.
Right, that was Wrestling Daft, everybody. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you...
I'd tickle my tent with that fucking thing. In front of my affectionate dad.
Up and away. Woo!
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.